Get ready to meet Rumble in studio. It's another edition of Wet Nose Wednesday. James Atkins, if you please.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
All thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet in Country Corner, all of that. And we've got Adrian, Deputy, Henke County Deputy Dog Warden in with, oh, here we go, Rumble, Natalie.
Yes.
Tell us about... I forgot. Well, I was trying to get Rumble here. Got the video going and all that. Rubble.
Yeah, so Rubble is about 3 years old. He's an American Bulldog mix. He is rather large, about 95 pounds, but he truly is a gentle giant. He's a super sweet boy. We've had him for about 100 days, and he was found as a stray just walking around.
Not a good catch.
Yeah. No, he wasn't expecting
that. We got the Scooby snacks.
Yeah, he's working on his catching skills.
Yeah.
How was he in the car, in the truck?
Great. He just sat there and enjoyed the ride.
Rubble is white.
Rubble is white. He does have a little bit of black spots on his face and throughout his body, but he is mostly white. Not when I say spots, he does not look like a Dalmatian at all.
No.
Just like some here and there. And when I was here, when Adrian and Rubble pulled up, Rubble was in the front seat just looking out like, hey, he was very cute guy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like Adrian said, he is humongous.
I think he could pull Santa's sleigh.
He could absolutely pull big, Santa's sleigh. You know? He is a big guy. So you are going to want to have control of him if you are interested in adopting. So we definitely encourage you to come out to SUP. To the shelter at 4550 Fostoria Avenue to visit with him or any of our other adoptable pets to see if they're a good match for you. We do have our application online at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. We are chuckling because he's peering over
just
the...
Just looking at
the
Scooby snacks.
Yes, he's peering over to see if he can have another snack.
He's been cleaning the floor under the counters here. Doing a great job. So.
He is. He's a good cleanup. He's a good little helper.
So if you're interested,
give us a call. Stop out to the shelter. Visit our website. He definitely keeps going under Rex's desk. He's like, I'm pretty sure because he did find a crumb, and he's pretty sure that there are still crumbs here. Have we had him with other dogs, to your knowledge?
I don't believe so, at least not to my knowledge.
So if you do have another dog in the home or other mm-hmm. dogs, you would have to bring them in to make sure that they're compatible. We haven't seen them around cats, but, you know, we just recommend any dog that you bring in, just supervise with other pets. You need to just make sure that everyone is A-okay. Mm-hmm.
He's great with people, though.
Oh, yeah.
We know that for sure.
Yeah. So let's get Rubble adopted. So next couple of weeks, you're going to have probably some special hours.
We are. So we will be closed Christmas Eve, so 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. We will have staff at the shelter taking care of the pets, but we just won't be open to the public. And then the following week will be similar hours. We're going to be closed the day before, so New Year's Eve through that Saturday.
Right. Very good. Last week, who did we have? Cooper.
We did have Cooper, still have Cooper.
All right.
So
that video is at our website. Check that out. All right. Well, have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I don't think I'll see you.
I know.
So have a great one. And so with Christmas coming up, we want to make sure our pets are taken care of.
We do want to make sure our pets are taken care of. So that might mean different things to different people. What it means to us is make sure that you're not setting your pet up to be in a situation where they're afraid or they could potentially bite or they could potentially escape your house. So if you're having lots of people come over, it's best to crate them if you do have a crate or put them in a room until everyone comes in. And then when people are leaving, the same, just put them away. And make sure that you have an up-to-date picture of your pet in case they do get out. You can always file a loss report. Give us a call.
Very good. Adrian, Hancock County Deputy Dog Warden, and Natalie, thanks for coming in. Wet Nose Wednesday. Thank you. Legacy Country Corner.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.